Welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump into our information items. 21 on the list, land acquisition. We're going to hear from Ryan Wendinger, the Habitat Program Administrator, who will be joining us virtually. Ryan, when you are ready to begin, you can begin, sir.
All right. Let's see if I can get my screen share here. You guys see that okay?
Yep.
Yes, we can. Yep.
All right. Very good. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base here on a couple of land acquisitions. One acquisition, I guess, one donation. Run through as an information item, and then we'll come back next month and do some finalization on it, I guess, as far as action goes. But this first one here is just to get you guys kind of some bearings on where we're located in northeast South Dakota. This here is Bitter Lake, just south of Wall Bay. Probably many of you are familiar with the body of water there. And you can see the box there outlined in green. That's the Davis property, 320 acres there. Lies kind of right between Bitter Lake and Goose Lake. So about a year ago, I think it was, one of the siblings who was part owner in this property, there's six total siblings. One of the siblings ran into one of our conservation officers up there and said, hey, we're interested in selling this property to Game Fish and Parks. And we consider it a really reasonable offer and wonder if you're interested. And well, here we are a year later, I guess, and bringing it before you as an information item. So for that, just kind of run through some information on it and hopefully answer any questions you have. So yeah, it's 320 acres located within the non-meandered basin of Goose and Bitter Lakes there, right in between. 298 acres of it's covered in water currently, 22 acres of it is an island. It connects the 3,400 acre parcel of Bitter Lake, the bigger piece there outlined in red.
Ryan?
Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Tom Kirschman. We're looking at the PowerPoint, and the only thing we can see is the title page right now, so I'm just wondering, are you able to...
Sure. Sorry.
Is it advancing on your end?
There it is.
There we go. Just want to make sure the commission can see what you're referencing. Thank you.
Sorry. I apologize for that. You bet. Is that better?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much. So 320 acres there located in non-meandered basin, 298 acres of its water, 22 acres is land, it's an island there in the kind of the center of the property. Connects 3,400 acres of the bigger parcel, as I mentioned in red, of Bitter Lake game production area to the 121 acres. That's just to the left or to the west of the Davis property there. So it kind of ties that one smaller parcel into the rest of ours. It also connects to a Big Sioux River creek that was recently enrolled there. That would be just west of the 121 acre parcel that's there pictured in brown on the map. And then also connects to some walking area to the east there as well. So it's kind of surrounded by some public land as well. Here's a little bit of a better view of it zoomed in. It's got a 30-year WRP easement on it that will expire in 2042. Property was in walking area since 2004 and is set to expire here this next June in 2024, pending obviously this perk just offers a lot of waterfall opportunity there on the island. People can boat out there and set some decoys whatever might be off the island, create some opportunity for waterfall hunting. As I mentioned, the willing sellers approached Game Fish and Parks offered a very reasonable asking price of $75 an acre. We did an appraisal on the property and it came back appraised value was $240,000 or $750 an acre. And from there we got back with the sellers and all the siblings and they agreed, we still want to sell this to you guys for $75 an acre. And from there we developed a purchase agreement. And that is in place for $24,000, obviously pending the commission's approval adoption, I guess, of being able to purchase this. So with that, it's just an information item this time around. I'm happy to answer any questions on this one, and we'll bring it back in front of you next month.
Very good, Ryan. Yeah. Commissioner Beast, did you have a question?
Yeah, Commissioner Beast here. So when the state takes possession of this property,
We continue to pay property tax, I believe, so we don't put a hardship back on the counties, right? I mean, we want the property and manage it for wildlife, but we don't want to be a hardship on the county.
Correct, yeah. So this is considered a game production area. It would be, we pay property taxes just like any other landowner. If I remember correctly, I think the property taxes on this parcel are right around $700 a year, $750 a year, if I remember correctly. So we have a continued pay those as we would any other game production area, correct?
Any other comments, questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Ryan, and for staff for having those conversations with the family up there. It's a tough situation that's going on up there, and is quite often folks are just having to throw in the towel on that land. And I'm glad that we're able to, meet the requests when it comes to dealing with that. So, yeah, I appreciate the work and those conversations. Thanks and good job.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, Commissioner Spring.
What kind of access is it to this property? Is it good access for duck hunters or to whatever people want to use it?
Yeah, so access would be above. And jump back here on this map here, kind of gives you a little bit of layout. So we have a couple options to get out there by boat, one from the east, the far east side of the lake, Bitter Lake there, and also from the north. Obviously, if you're launching smaller duck or things like that, there'd probably be a few other opportunities to launch. But there's a couple of launch points to get a boat out on there and pull up on the island and set up some decoys. So.
All right, very good. No other questions or comments? Good information. Thank you for bringing that to us. So thank you, Ryan. So now we'll move to Pheasants Forever donation property.
You bet. Jump into this one as well. So this one here is Rosamond Creek in Stanley County. It's a game production area that we owned a parcel there quite some time ago. I guess in 2021, we added Pheasants Forever, was able to donate a small parcel to our existing game production area. And then beyond that, they reached out and were able to acquire some additional land there. The sellers had a high expectation to sell it, to keep it in public hunting and access, that sort of thing, and what the desire was from the owners. And so the property there is outlined in red. It's 560 acres to be donated from Pheasants Forever to Game Fish and Parks, with the stipulation that there'll be a clause in the deed that it will remain habitat open to the public. Acquired by Pheasants Forever back in 2022 here, just recently in December, and it's part of the Build a Wildlife Area program to purchase property and set it aside for habitat and access for the public, and keep habitat available for users. So property has been in the walking area for over two decades. So it's had a history of providing opportunity and pending the acceptance of the donation, we'll continue to offer that in the future. So the habitat here is primarily all grassland, as it was previously in the Conservation Reserve Program. And as I mentioned, the owners had a keen interest in keeping this property as a wildlife habitat and allowing it to remain open to the public for future generations. The property will be named the John Stingletract of Rosamond Creek Game Production Area, and that's due to a generous donation by the John Stengel family contributing to Pheasants Forever being able to purchase this property. So here, just wanted to run through kind of a list of people who are people, organizations, NGOs, and others that contributed to the funding and helped Pheasants Forever buy this property. It went through a pretty large fundraising effort to generate the funds to purchase this property. You can see a laundry list there of a lot of different individuals, organizations, Pheasants Forever chapters across the state and all over the place who were willing to contribute, make this thing happen. And they're setting a dedication event here this summer for the Build a Wildlife Area and obviously the John Stengel family, as it's being named after. And so with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. This is one we'll bring back to you next month as well to take action on.
Very good. Any questions on the Pheasants Forever donation property? or comments? It looks like there are none. Good collaboration and a potentially good gift for the citizens of South Dakota. So thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Commissioners, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Two quick points, again, to address the question that you had earlier, Commissioner Beese, on paying taxes. No different on this property. Even though it's a donation to the agency, we would take it as a game production area, and by state statute and requirements, we will pay property taxes on this property as well. And the other piece that I want to bring forward to you in respect to this, again, when we do a land acquisition project like the Davis property, there are those steps to go through in the process with you as the commission, putting out a public notice, making people aware of that action that you will be taking up at a subsequent meeting in that. Even in the case of this, as a donation, we will take those same steps to make people aware of it, that you are considering that, and we will take formal action by you, the commission, giving the acceptance and approval to go through that process in acquiring that property, even though it's going to be a 100% donation to the agency. So just wanted to make you aware of that, as well as the listeners listening in this morning on these land acquisition projects.
Very good. Thank you, Director.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner White.
Yes, Commissioner. Tom, when someone makes a donation like this to a project that is a benefit to us, what type of recognition do they get acknowledged? Is there some type of a sign there that this has been a, I'm a newbie, sure. So I'm just asking what kind of consideration there is there.
Madam Chair. Commissioner White, it really varies. In some circumstances, individuals have come to us over the years and have came forward and said, we want to donate the property to you, we want to sell the property to you, whatever the situation might be. There have been individuals that will flat out say, I don't want my name on it, okay. I don't want the notoriety of it, I'm doing this because this is what we believe in. And in other situations, we work with them and do the opposite, and we'll put some type of placard or sign or something, and it right. might be named after the family, it may be named after an individual. It just really varies depending on each individual circumstance.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? Very good. Thank you for the information, Ryan.